Hey guys, welcome to episode 3 of Drinks First. I just want to thank you guys so much. The first week of the podcast has been incredible. I love hearing all of the feedback you guys have and just hearing stories of friends, like listening to it and loving it. It just makes me so happy. If you are listening to this and you don't know me, feel free to hit me up in my DMs at Ariana Nathani 28. I would love to hear any feedback from you guys. I would absolutely love if you left a review on Apple Podcasts because your girl's trying to get recognized. It's been around 3 days since I launched the podcast and I have about 500 downloads, which is insane, and I cannot thank you guys enough. Don't forget that you can slide in the DMs for the guests that you hear. I want to introduce a really great friend of mine. We are currently sipping rosé, vibing on this Friday night, having a girls' night in, and I'm just gonna let her talk. So why don't you tell me?
I'm ready.
Yeah.
They say third time's a charm.
I'm excited
to be number 3.
Yeah, 3's a great number. All right, let's hear where you're from, where you're living now, like what neighborhood of New York City, what you do, and I want to hear your sign because apparently people care about that. And how about your favorite restaurant or bar in New York City? And maybe even, like, your favorite place to go out in New York City.
Okay.
Because I know a lot of people listen to this and, like, love Rex.
Right. Okay.
I know that's a lot.
let's start from what I remember from the top. I'm from upstate New York.
Mm-hmm.
I just graduated from business school in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
So just moved from Boston to New York City. Ooh. I'm in the Hudson Yards area.
Nice.
So that's where I am now. I've always been in healthcare. Most of my internships and startup work has been in the healthcare field, currently working for the largest healthcare company in the world.
Right, which is how I know you.
Yes. yes. So, incredible company. And what was next? I'm 22, obviously just graduated college.
Holla.
Female.
Yes.
Looking for a male.
Yeah.
Proud to be Pisces. What else did we say?
Favorite, like, place to go out or to eat in New York or both?
Go out. I have a lot of favorites. So Cipriani, downtown specifically.
Yeah. Not 42nd Street.
No.
Hell no.
Also love St. Ambrose. Great brunch, lunch.
Best hot chocolate in the city, arguably.
Yes.
Okay, their hot chocolate and City Bakery.
It's like coffee and hot chocolate.
It's so good. It is so good. St. Ambrose, City Bakery, best hot chocolate in the city.
Can't beat it.
And what about going out? Where do you like to go out?
Going out.
You're busy.
I've been switching it up lately.
Okay.
We used to be a big fan of Paul's Casablanca, Paul's Baby Grand.
Right, the classic.
I don't know.
It's becoming a lot.
Right.
It's becoming a lot and not cool.
Taste to me.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm all about, you know, you enjoy it and then you can move on to the next best thing.
100%.
I'm kind of in the mood of less clubbing, more
bars.
Good group of people.
Okay.
Less bars. So I don't drink beer. I mean, I was the only one at Oktoberfest in Munich that wouldn't touch
it. I also don't drink beer.
I can't do it.
I can't do it either.
But like we said, the bottle of wine, get me that. But so yeah, good group of people, house party, or like a nice dinner
Word.
That like lasts 3 hours and you're drinking and eating
yeah.
and enjoying the company.
Yeah.
I've been going more for that.
What about if you're balling on a budget? Where do you like to go?
Budget.
When you're just like, you know what, I don't need to get all dressed up, or I just want to grab a quick drink,
then
maybe a happy hour, like, what's your spot for that?
I would say, it's a little changing the question, but in that case, I love hosting people at my apartment.
Yeah.
Invite people over, play some good music,
yeah.
some good wine, good people.
What kind of music do you like?
Ooh, so I was a competitive dancer my whole
yeah.
childhood up to like high
you
school.
You were on America's Got Talent, right?
I was on America's Got Talent.
Yeah.
Funny story. Here's the background because showbiz is real.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't like apply to audition. America's Got Talent has talent scouts that sit on YouTube all day and watch videos of people.
Got it.
So they found one of our dances on YouTube.
So they kind of already know that they're going to accept you.
Exactly.
That
That's why people, what you see on TV, reality TV, it's not real.
Yeah.
I've seen the behind the scenes. A lot of my friends went on to performing arts schools. I knew I wanted to do business. So I diverged a little there, went to business school and here we are.
Here we are.
Here we are.
Fucking Miss Forbes 30 under 30. Like, you are, right?
So Forbes 30 under 30, they have a scholar program. So I was named that like the last 3 years in a row.
Well,
we knew that was going to be a theme.
So you are very smart, I think one can say.
Thank you.
And you're very driven. Tell me more about, like, work. Do you have time to do anything else? Like,
It's really about all good questions.
I know, sorry.
All questions I think about. You know, for me, it's, like, being into yoga and stuff as well, I've realized and looked at myself and my life, it's like, okay, every day you have X amount of energy. Where are you putting that energy into what different boxes? Yeah, I had to trade in some of that to put on a pair of scrubs and a mask and a hairnet to go in the operating room. But I see cancer removed from patients.
That's insane.
You know, people healed from diseases used by devices that our company makes. But my life motto has always been work hard, play hard.
Always.
Oh, and it should always
be. Let's hear it in the back.
I never want that to change.
Yeah.
I will work from 5 a.m. to 7 p.m. Give me an hour to do a quick change.
And you're out the door at Cipriani on a Friday night.
Totally.
So how the hell do you fit dating in your life? Are you on any dating apps?
So, no.
All right.
Never done
one
it.
One of the few people.
Yes, I know. Which we've kind of talked about this.
Yeah.
I've had so many conversations lately because I have a lot of friends that do. I don't have anything against it.
Yeah.
I don't know how else to articulate it besides I don't see myself on one. I've never wanted that.
Yeah.
Just for me, like, for, I think, my personal brand, quote unquote, I'm not a dating app. I don't know what that means, but I just feel like I don't swipe left. I've heard it, but I don't even know what that means.
That's
I've never even seen Tinder.
So funny.
I don't keep up with that. I hear about it, and everyone does it.
Yeah,
but I don't.
I encourage like all of my friends to be on it, but honestly, I can see you not being on it. Like,
it makes sense with me.
It does kind of make sense with you, and I think that like makes you special because
you're so sweet.
I mean,
or it makes me the only person in New York that's not. But I don't know. I'm not. There's nothing wrong with it. I just don't want the story of how did you meet this person on a dating app. Like, and I have this idea in my head of meeting people in real life, face to face. There's how many people in New York?
Yeah.
I think our culture, our generation, we're losing the fact that you can just go out, go up to someone and say hi. Why does it have to be weird?
Yeah.
It's not.
We touched on this in a past episode, which if you guys haven't listened to, you should listen to, but it is weird now. The norm is to meet someone online.
And I don't want it. I don't want the in-person connection to be weird.
Yeah.
And maybe it has to do with my yoga thing. I like to feel people's energy.
Yeah.
I like to see them a lot. Like, what do you say? How do you act? What's your body language?
Yeah.
Those things I look at.
So
I can't look at that through an app.
But if you do meet someone off of an app, then you get to see that.
True.
It's a fair point. Yeah. I mean, you can kind of, it's like a pre-screening. But
right.
You kind of need to know, like, you have to be ready to put the effort into it. You need to be ready to, like, be okay with meeting a stranger. Like, you might have a connection with someone, but, like, more often than not, somebody is, like, out of your circle. And that's a lot of reason why people are on dating apps, because they want to meet people outside of their circle.
Which but, I think is great. I think you hit on it. I like the idea of meeting people outside your circle. The effort part is my problem. I haven't had 5 minutes to say, let me sit down and create a profile and pick pictures of me that I want you
I mean,
to
like,
see.
I'll do that for you. I'll do it for you.
If you want to do it for me, I'd probably do it. But I
all right, then we got a date after this. I'm going to set you up a fucking Hinge. I don't know.
I'm moving a mile a minute. I have not.
It's true.
I haven't done. I haven't done it, and I'm kind of like, why do it now?
Right. Like, I've been on, not that I use Tinder, I don't, but I've been on Tinder for the past 6 years of my life. Like, that's crazy, but now it's normal. Mm-hmm. Everyone has one. Back then, it wasn't that normal, it was more of a joke. And now, people are married and have kids off of meeting on these apps.
Right.
Which is crazy, like... So, you're a huge astrology girl, Miss Pisces, right? I shit you not, earlier tonight, she comes out of her room with this dictionary-sized book of literally every single day.
So it's got 832
pages. 832
pages. It's called The Secret Language of Birthdays.
Oh my god. It has every single day of the year with all of the information of, like, what your sign is, what the day means about you, whatnot.
I mean, I find it interesting. Like, my birthday specifically, when I read stuff, it resonates with me. And I read things about other people that it like, clicks.
Yeah.
So, I don't, like, swear by it.
Yeah, it's
and
not
like,
spot on all
right,
the time.
It's not always on, and I recognize when it's not.
Yeah.
But it's fun to, like, read. It says, so my line... Those born on my birthday.
It's called the day of arousal.
The day of arousal. All Very right. first sentence. Have a great capacity to arouse others both emotionally and mentally.
Kama Sutra, bitches!
So funny. And then my meditation is awakening others carries tremendous responsibility.
So do you believe that, like, astrology plays a part in a relationship?
Yes. Well, because I find it funny, my past, like, boys, so to speak, they all are the same sign. Majority
That's
have
weird.
The same sign.
That is so weird.
Isn't that?
Yeah.
So it came to the point where I'm like, it's not that coincidental. And none of them worked out as long-term relationships, which don't surprise me because our signs don't match.
Yeah.
We're not good relationship matching signs.
Oh my gosh. That shit's weird.
So, I don't know. Don't tell me it doesn't work, though.
Is it weird coincidence, or is it fate? Is it written in the stars?
It might be.
It might
Not
be.
Not all of it, but eh.
Something.
Hey, gives you something to hold on to once in a
while. Yeah, truly, truly.
With yoga, the present moment, that the present moment is
Have
the
you
place
met
where
any
life
guys
exists.
Through yoga? I was with a friend last night, and he does yoga, and, like, he was telling me that's how he meets girls, because he's
that's
super
really
busy,
funny.
Too.
I love that. I have
Wow, maybe I'll set you guys up.
Well, okay, maybe. Is he listening?
You know who you are if you're listening.
We could do yoga together.
Slide in the DMs. We could work. It could work.
It's definitely a test. If I was dating someone, they have to come to a yoga class with me at least once. That's definitely, like, a test.
What date is that? Like,
maybe... First five days.
Definitely not the first date.
No, not first, but I'm going to get you in that yoga studio sweating fast.
All right, between two...
I haven't
better be fit.
Really dated anyone through yoga, but guys that I was kind of with, so to speak, I would do yoga with them.
Nice. So, Kama Sutra or, like, what?
Oh,
what are we
God.
Talking about here? What sort
we
of
went 0 to 100 real fast.
What sort of angles? Are we talking like...
I did have a friend that had that book that just left under my dorm room. Like, I was a freaking freshman, I think.
I love that.
And it was like a senior.
Hey, who knows?
If you haven't looked at the book, you at least have to look at it.
Yeah. No.
I'm not saying you have to try it.
Yeah.
Hey, they knew something back then that we did not know now.
Yeah, true. Those are, honestly, I'm gonna just come out and say it. Indians know shit that, like, we've been knowing. So it's like, we've been just keeping all that information.
I love it.
Tucked away on a subcontinent, you know, surrounded by the Himalayas, so our secrets.
Hey, I try to read it.
But here we are, like...
You're upstate New York white girl. She's found it. She can make chai, and she's found the book. It's great. I mean, yoga's great for some... Rather it be your love life, or just focusing your energy, meditating, clearing your mind. I don't care what you want to use it for. Everyone can get something out of it. That's why I love it.
My mom does yoga, like, every day.
It's just good for your body to move that, like, the blood and energy. Because when you're just, like, not moving, you get stiff. And that's when you get sick and disease happens. You got...
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, you can tell I work in healthcare.
I'm into this. I work in healthcare, too. And I can say that I'm on that side of things. The sick and stiff kind of things. I went on a date recently, and I told the guy was telling me about, like, he has back problems. He was like training for an Ironman.
Wow.
And I'm like, yeah, nope, not me. But I was like, yeah, I can empathize with the back problems, because when I was in my freshman year, I got a herniated disc. My disc just slipped out and, like, pinched my sciatic nerve, and, like, I just was in so much pain. I was on Percocet for, like, weeks, which a whole nother story. But the way it happened was I bent down to put on a sock.
No.
Yep. I bent down to put on a sock and the disc fucking slipped out.
It's
like, it
worse
was no
it's
one's
not a
business.
Good story.
No, it was like a fucking frisbee. It just went
right.
Oh my God. So bad. And the guy was like, you tell people that? He was like, you actually tell people that? And I was like, yeah, I'm an open book.
That's funny. See, I broke my foot on the stupidest thing. You know, I was a dancer and da-da-da, all this. I'm like, I could have had a cool story, but I just, like, tripped and I broke my whole foot that I had to get surgery and get a screw in my foot. So I have a scar.
Oh, my God.
And people ask me about it, and I'm so embarrassed to say I just tripped that I made up the story that I was in a shark attack.
You're kidding.
I said that multiple times.
And people believe it. You're kidding.
I play with it for like a couple minutes and then I tell
you're
them
like,
I'm kidding.
No, I just tripped.
Right. But I gotta spice it up.
Well,
a little.
I mean, at least the fact that they believe that means you're carrying your personal brand real well. People believe that you were diving with sharks.
I love storytelling.
Yeah, that's it. That's the tea. All right, well, tell me more about like your past dating life, like what was it like in college? How has it been transitioning here? Well, I kind of feel like you haven't been here for so long and it's been a lot of work. So why don't we kind of touch into what it was like a few months ago?
Well, I know you know some of the history, but my pattern, so to speak, has been getting involved with my guy friends. And I think it's a comfort thing that, like, I prefer to, like, test it out or, like, explore with people that I know. So, I have a lot of guy friends, and I find that instead of, you know, meeting someone random on a dating app or just, like, whatever, I tend to have things with guys that are friends. That can get complicated moving
forward. So is it like friends with benefits, or is it like I am just hooking up with my friends? Two different things.
Two fine lines that sometimes blur.
Gray area.
definitely a gray area.
This is what we call the gray area.
The definition of gray area. And I, it's a great question. I still don't think I can answer it. I have this thing, and I think, like, my guy friends would appreciate it too, that if we started hooking up, like, I really do first and formally care about the friendship and want to try to maintain the friendship. I've learned after a couple times now that it makes sometimes maintaining that friendship difficult, and it changed the dynamic of the friendship.
And do you think it's worth it?
I think it depends.
It's such a hard
relationship. It's made things complicated, but it's also made relationships deeper and stronger, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
The successful ones, that it's been like friends to hooking up, back to friends. Now our friendship is stronger, so to speak, and has more to it.
There's another level.
There's
another layer of things.
Literally and physically, like another layer that, you know, there's the comfort levels different. And best case scenario, you can transition back to that friendship and both be on the same page with that. But I've also experienced the other way where maybe not both parties are okay with going back to that, which is when the problems
start. Yeah. And I think when it comes to friends with benefits, it is so important to be upfront with the person ahead of time. Because if it happens out of nowhere, or it's kind of been something that was building up, like, if you guys are friends and you value your friendship, then if you're going to start hooking up, you need to have, like, the conversation.
Right.
Like, you need to have it. You can't.
Which I've done it without the conversation.
And it's worked?
No.
Yeah, okay, we'll see exactly.
It's been a little bit of a shit show that, like, ended up being okay, but the effort that it took to be okay would have been easier if the conversation, like you just said, happened.
Yeah.
But I think the hard part is having the conversation so upfront is you don't know what it is
it's gonna
yet,
turn into,
or what it will turn into.
This is my thing. It's like, if this person's your friend, then, like, you shouldn't be worried about freaking them out.
Right.
And I know that sounds a little backwards, like, because obviously you're going to be worried about coming on too strong, like, what if he thinks I'm in love, or what if he or she or they, like, thinks I'm in love with them because I'm, like, telling them up front, like, I want to define the relationship or whatever, but, like, you're going to thank yourself later. Down the line, you are going to thank yourself. That person's going to thank you, because the minute you start getting into a relationship, like a friends with benefits relationship with a friend, and you don't want anything more than that friends with benefits, like, you don't want a relationship, you get to a point. Also, it matters how consistent it is and how long it happens. But if it keeps happening, then you start thinking, like, wait a second, why aren't we together? Like, why wouldn't this be working? And more often than not, like, you probably aren't meant to be together, because you would have probably felt it earlier on, but you're just convincing yourself now, like, oh, I like this person. They like me. We spend time together. We hang out together. We sleep together. Like, maybe we should be together.
Right.
And that is not usually what that means. Like, and I think more often than not, people get confused. One person gets more into it than the other, and it just gets messy.
It's what I think I boil it down to is it's the communication piece. And I realize that some of the guys that I've done this with, they're not the best at communication.
Of course.
But
they never are.
I'm not just blaming them, because I think I'm a good communicator in business, in life, in work.
But really,
I can't say my emotions either when it comes to relationships. I don't communicate that well either.
Yeah.
Which is definitely something I reflect on and been like, okay, I could try harder and work on that and try to articulate what I want to, but I don't. But they don't really do it either.
Yeah.
In my experiences, a couple times that this has happened. So overall, if there was just more a sense of better, open, honest communication, maybe it would have been different. But it's also, it's hard to say be open, honest, and communicate because sometimes you're just trying to figure it out and you don't even know yourself.
Yeah.
So how can you communicate something you don't even know fully yet?
Yeah, no.
So it's hard. It's tricky. I'm trying to...
I think that's just as important to communicate.
I think it's better to try than not to try.
Yeah, because it's like at the beginning.
See what comes out.
And this goes for if you're on the guy or the girl end or whatever end you're on, the guy to guy, girl to girl, I don't know your situation. Like, if you're on either end of the situation, someone at the beginning should say, I don't know how I feel about this. I don't know how I'm going to feel about this. If you don't know, but like, I just, because we're friends, I think that we should address it. And like, if you want to keep doing it, be like, hey, I want to keep having fun with you. And like, I think we can make this work, but we just need to be honest with each other.
Right.
Otherwise, it just...
Which, it sounds so good when you say it. It is so hard for that to come out of your mouth when it's in front of that person.
That's true. Sometimes I'm just really fucking blunt, so...
I need some of that. If I had the option of give a speech in front of 10,000 people, which I would like, let's go, give me the script, versus sitting one-on-one with someone and saying that, you know what my choice would be.
Yeah, literally.
I can't do it one-to-one.
And I would be the complete opposite. I'd be like, excuse me, sir, please sit down. Like, let me just tell you about commitment.
It's so funny how, you know, yeah, I can speak in front of any crowd, but I cannot express emotion.
It's not easy.
In front of...
Especially if the other person's not a good communicator, it's not easy.
Right.
And so, where has that, like, gotten you now? Are you still in Friends with Benefits? Are you still, like...
Not so much.
Yeah.
I'm definitely...
You've been a boss lady. You've been focusing on work.
Definitely work-focused and, you know, New York, I've been meeting a lot of great people. I'll go out to dinners, to drinks, you know, love to do that sort of thing. If it's not, I'll give it a chance or two. If it's not kind of an immediate spark or that energy's there, I usually don't pursue it.
Yeah.
And I kind of friend zone the person.
Fair.
Probably more often than not. But I would love, I need to keep doing that until it's someone that I'm like, yes, I want to try to explore more.
Do you think that if you friend zone someone, is there any way for someone to get out of the friend zone?
Ooh. Yes and no.
Okay.
Sometimes I really put people in that bucket.
Yeah.
I feel bad.
You gotta do it sometimes.
I keep you there.
Yeah.
But I have had, like, some of the guys that turned into more of a friends and benefit situation has been the ones I friend zoned right away, and they really worked to get out of it. And I like a guy that
works. You like a guy who works.
I like a guy that works for it.
You need a guy who works just as hard as you do.
Day and night.
Day and night. Work and play.
Work hard, play hard.
Truly.
That's our motto. So yeah, I think it depends on the person. Yeah, it depends what you bring to the table.
Mm-hmm. What's your type? Do you have a type?
So my mom would say my type is just too high standards and I need to lower it and find someone. But I, like, in my head, I definitely have ideas, but at the end of the day, I don't really care what profession you are. Mm-hmm. If you're a startup dude in black t-shirt and sneakers, or you're the number one surgeon at the top hospital in New York City, mm-hmm. or you are the finance guy in between,
yeah.
wearing the nice suit, which I appreciate too. Just, you need to be doing the best and be killing it at whatever industry you're in.
Yeah, that is so your type. It's somebody who's ambitious.
Somebody who's hardworking. Ambition, hardworking. You have a plan and you have goals.
Yeah.
And I hope we could figure out a way to support each other in our own goals.
Yeah.
And, like, make each other better.
Yeah.
That is totally my thing. Like, I will support, like, I like to think I'm a good friend.
Yeah.
I support people to the ends of the earth. And, like, in a relationship, like, that's what I would value is that support. Like, no jealousy. Like, I'm a female that wants to work hard. I want you to work hard. I want to make money. You should be making money.
Yeah.
You know? I'm not here trying to
We want double the dough.
Right. Some of my friends would be like, oh, you know, you're going to be a CEO, so you're going to have to stay at home, dad.
Yeah.
Oh, no. No, no. He's better be working just as hard
as
me.
He's the CEO of the other company.
Of the other company. And if he's not, it's probably not going to work. So I'm very open with a type. I think it's more of those fundamental values.
Yeah, physically, you're okay with whoever is.
Yeah, just be a hard worker, be humble, have a passion, have a purpose.
What if, like, this is my thing, you're working so hard, you have very little time. The person, your ideal person's also working really hard. Where is the time that you guys spend together? Where are the times that, like, he can take you out or you can take him out? Like, what's the,
good question.
Where's the balance?
I think it's all a compromise and a balance. I think the respect of both people working really hard, that mutual respect of, like, you do a lot, I do a lot, and just being supportive.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's like, hey, I have a really early day tomorrow, a big presentation, like, I can't see you tonight. Like, don't go home and cry about it and, like, create a fight that I can't see you tonight.
Yeah.
Like, build a bridge and get over it.
Yeah.
And, like, let's figure out something for the next day. I think it's, all about quality over quantity.
Yeah.
So, come meet me for a quality amount of time versus a quantity.
Yeah.
So, I think after work, like, come to yoga with me. Come by while I'm making dinner real fast.
Yeah.
Well, not that I really cook, but let's order food and eat real fast. Like, things that we both have to do.
Yeah, like, let's just stay, do them together.
Yeah, stay over if you want and have your bag packed the next day like a productive adult.
Yeah.
And then leave and go to work.
So, we're 22. To all the other people who are listening to this who are, you know, 22, 23, 24, and maybe they're not the Forbes scholar. Maybe they're not, you know, the top of the food chain right now, but they're a good guy. They have a good job. They're working hard, but, you know, maybe they're not the fucking CEO of the startup at, you know, YC or something like that.
Love a good YC.
Love a good YC, bro. Like,
that's okay, but you,
like, are you interested in meeting those people?
Yes, I would say I am, but you have to
be supportive of you.
Yes, but you also have to show me that you have a path. You have to at least have a plan.
Okay. You're a planner.
I'm a planner, and you gotta be two to keep up.
Yeah. Fair. It's fair.
So, yeah, and I'm not, I mean, we're young. I'm not at the top of my career right now either.
Yeah, but just because you're young doesn't mean that you don't have all, like, the whole world is at your fingertips at this moment.
And that's why I think it's more about the plan. If you're just someone, like I said, has a passion, a purpose, and you're going after it, that's what I respect.
Yeah, and if you work hard and you play hard,
you'll get there.
You'll get there. And, you know, maybe
if you get them together, that's even better.
It's double trouble. Well, thank you so much for
talking.
And, like, we had some rosé, because obviously.
Nice glass of wine.
Drinks first. And if you resonated with what she said, if you think she's interesting, like, how can you pass up on, like, it's beyond me why this girl is single besides the fact that she's busy. Like, she is so beautiful, so smart, so hardworking. So slide through at drinks.first. There is all the information on how to do so on the Instagram. If you don't have an Instagram, you can email me at drinksfirstpodcast@gmail.com. Follow, subscribe, do all the things, and we'll see you next week. Thanks so much.